Test. Testing. One, get the cat out of there.
Oh, it's a zeal. Oh.
What'd she do?
She clawed on my back without a swatter.
Welcome to my everyday life. Here we go. That's an excellent intro. I'm going to put that in our intro folder. Just have it.
Jesus Christ.
Going.
Windermere Nights.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Windermere Nights.
At some point, are you actually going to say that and not sound like that?
No. Thanks for joining us again. It's just me, Evan, and my girlfriend, Mel. We're hitting it up. I think this is the third one that we've done.
Well, sort of.
Yeah, something like
technically,
that.
Technically, it's the fourth one.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
But well, let's tell our listeners what happened to our actual third episode.
Oh, well, I guess, you know, like when we're doing the other podcast, it's fine because I can check up on the computer when we're recording and stuff like that.
The other podcast being Podcast Purdy,
yes.
Which is the other one I host.
Yes.
Because Ash. I have no life.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, you know, when she's doing that, it's okay for me to, like, go and check the laptop. But when I'm doing this one, I'm usually not checking the laptop. So we didn't check the laptop, and we talked for, like, an hour.
We?
Well,
what is this we business?
I didn't check the laptop.
And how many minutes of our almost hour and a half episode did you actually record?
Looks like there was a 9-minute block that was highlighted, so that's where the recording started.
It sucks because we had such a good episode on that episode, and now
we talked about things and, you know,
yeah, but things we wanted to share with our listeners.
Things were said,
so we might touch on a few of those.
I don't even really remember what.
Oh, I do.
Well, what they were about, you know.
I do.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Oh, my. I don't remember how we started, but I do remember we talked about the newest way Mel entrapped Evan into this relationship.
Well, I got a Christmas present early this year. I got a kitten, and oh my god, she is so adorable.
He cried. My god.
She's a sweetheart. Why'd you gotta say that?
Because you totally cried when I brought her to your store.
What can I say? She's just a little angel, and
that's what he says.
She reminds me of another cat that I am, like, super in love with.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are we going into this again?
We're
going
to go into this again.
Oh, God.
That's how strong my love is for this other cat. What can I say? That my brother has this cat named Nina, and she is just the nicest, fuzzy, chubby calico.
She's annoying AF.
She's just annoying. She's adorable.
You were about to say she's annoying.
No, she's adorable. All she wants to do is have your love. And she wants pets and snuggles all the time. And you know what? She gets what she wants. At least when I'm around. And Mel hates it because I come back smelling like a cat and being covered in cat hair.
I am actually allergic to these animals. I love them. But, you know, I can't deal with the hair. And this cat literally sits on my face and suffocates me when I'm trying to sleep. And so sleepovers at Evan's don't really happen anymore.
We can always work on that, but, you know, for now we're just loving it over here. Well, hopefully, you know, we can come to an understanding. The only thing,
what are we going to do with our fuzzball now?
That's the thing, though.
You have a responsibility now, Fur Daddy.
Well, you know, that is the thing, right? But
he wants to leave her alone tomorrow on his day off, even though it's the first day off he has with this kitten.
Well,
and not only that, all his vlog stuff is here, all his podcast stuff is here.
Yeah, but I technically live over there, and there's a lot of my stuff over there that needs my attention too. So
yeah, you need to clean up your room for your mother.
That is true. I do have to do that. My mom's coming for Christmas, and she's going to stay in my room.
If she doesn't die after tripping over everything in Evan's room. I don't remember the actual last time you spent an entire night at that apartment.
I know, because I'm here every night.
I know, it's so wonderful.
Well, anyway, like,
so, Evan and I, you know, this is really the last time I'm going to try and record this episode 3. Because, oh my goodness, it's been a bit of a rough ride to get to recording this episode.
That's true.
You know what I'm talking about, eh?
It's always a rough ride. It's just kind of like one rough ride blends into the next rough ride.
I don't think that's true. You're going to give people the impression that all it is a road of bumpy crap.
No, but, like, we've had our share of like, issues. Like, you know, if we're not, like, bickering or whatever, it's like the car getting run into by another vehicle or some shit like that.
Well, that's life.
It's always something.
No, the last week or so, we've had our differences and our difference of opinions, and just trying, actually, you know, tomorrow's 1 week since we said we were going to actually record this episode, and then we got into it that night.
Yes. I don't even really remember why we got into it.
Oh, I do.
You know, I feel like I feel like it's just a touch of deja vu when you say that. like I've been in this situation before. Like, I didn't remember last time.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, please indulge me. And, you know, our listeners.
Okay. So, that was the day. You were on your day off, and you were tired. And it's 1 week on Thursday. Anyways, and you told me to call you on your lunch break.
Oh, it's the lunch break thing again.
Well, we already recorded it, and then you didn't press the right button, so
no, but
we get to tell the story again.
Before that, though, you know, it was kind of like an issue that wouldn't go away. It's like
the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Maybe this will teach you not to do what you did.
Like, this follows me like I'm Chris Brown.
So, Evan asked me to call him on his lunch break, and apparently I butt-dialed him a couple minutes before my lunch break actually happened, and I was doing dictation, and for anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's annoying. You put a tape into a little cassette player, and you have to listen to your boss read out a letter he wants written, and then you have to type it. Wow. I felt bored just saying it. Anyways, I had headphones in because I was doing dictation, and I guess Evan was screaming at the phone trying to get my attention, and it didn't work. So I called back, and Mr. Grumpy Pants.
Oh, excuse me for being a little bit riled up.
He was not happy, and he yelled at me on the phone, and I didn't know I'd actually done anything wrong. I was just like, babe, you told me to call you on your lunch break.
See, that's the thing, is you woke me up out of my sleep again, and I was just, like, cranky at that point, trying to sleep, and I think the thing I remember, like, I remember vaguely asking for more sleep. I remember that. But
no, you more were like, I just want to sleep. Oh. I'm like, anyways, we don't need to relive the argument. But basically, he yelled at me for waking him up. He was not happy.
And that was a week ago.
And then he's like, oh, I'm sorry. But sometimes, ladies,
yeah, see, that's
sometimes, ladies, sorry just doesn't cut it.
Sorry just doesn't get me my new shoes and flowers. So, milk it, girls. As she snaps her fingers.
I wasn't saying that at all.
I think that you were.
No.
See, I just apologize.
And then again. And then again, and fellas, you must be super frustrated by
apparently
now.
Apparently, the first time, it's like when you push an elevator button multiple times thinking it's going to get there faster, or that it didn't hear you the first time.
You, my dear, were trying to get to the presidential suite, which requires a key card. Oh. And guess what? You did not have that key card.
Oh, is that it?
That's well, it.
Yeah. It's like, how many hundreds of dollars is it going to take to buy me out of this situation?
I just, you know what it was going to cost you?
What was it going to cost me?
Effort to not be such a grump and such a bad reactor.
I'm not a grump. I was, like, my brain wasn't booting up properly. When, I don't know about other people, but when I wake up, my brain boots up. You can tell that people don't completely wake up when they're shitting their pants as soon as they wake up. People that fart as soon as they wake up. People that have huge boners or talk in their sleep or stuff like that. Everybody wakes up in a different way and your brain boots up in a different way. And my
excuses.
Yeah, the polite parts of my brain were not up just yet. And
no,
I just was cranky. You know, it was like evil Evan had woken up, but nice, friendly Evan was nowhere to be seen.
No, he was not. And then it gets even better. So I finally was like, okay, you know, we're good. We're not gonna argue about the whole yelling over the phone. You're gonna work on, you know, how you react to things.
I'm gonna work on it, guys.
I'm going to work on not being such a bitch. but no, the thing about Evan is that when things happen, he's amazing for saying he's sorry. And, you know, when he says, you know, you're right, it shouldn't be like that. Like, I genuinely see an effort in him to do things differently. And it's really awesome because you actually see him, you know, wanting to do it in a way that's going to make everybody happy. And it really does make me happy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But then the second argument was our New Year's Eve plans. And so the first one, I was mad at Evan because he was being grumpy to me. The second one was Evan was mad at me because I'm a planner. I like to do things. I don't really want to sit in my apartment on New Year's Eve and do fuck all. So I kind of started to make plans. Nothing was finalized. And I hadn't bought the tickets. Nothing. I just wanted to figure out what I was doing for New Year's Eve. And I decided that, you know, I get it. You know, maybe Evan has different ideas of what he wants to do on New Year's Eve. But there's this thing I've been wanting to take my daughter to for years and years and years. And this is really the first year I can think about that I'd actually be able to do it. So I'm super stoked. And I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter if Evan doesn't want to do it. I'm going to take my daughter to this, right? And I have friends with kids. All my friends have children. So I start texting them up and saying, hey, what are you guys doing for New Year's? Thinking, me and my kid are going to have a ball at this ball with all my friends and their kids. However, I think you had a different idea of what I was doing.
Well, I just knew that I had been counted in for something that was a go, and I hadn't signed off on it. I knew vaguely that it was something, but I didn't know what it was, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you about it as of
that. And you thought I'd spent, like, money on it.
Yeah, and so I was just like, you know, like, that's not cool. Just being like, oh yeah, Evan will go.
But I didn't think you were just gonna be like, oh, I'll go.
You know, like, I'd be totally down to go, but I'm gonna be cranky if I just get counted in.
No, I was asking, and here's the thing, I texted him and I asked.
Yeah, and I would have totally gotten back to you if you would have accepted my apology.
Nice spin.
Well, I'm just saying, you didn't want to message me, so we never got to
get to that point. I did message you, though.
You messaged me, and I texted
told you, fuck your apology.
Yeah, pretty much. So, we never got a chance to talk about that.
You know, my parents have been married a gazillion years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's a metric marriage amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my mom recently, you know, how'd you put up with all of it? Like, how do you and Dad make it work? I'm just genuinely confused. Especially doing what I do for work. You know, I help people get divorces. So it's really baffling when people actually stay together for a long time. You know the divorces that don't surprise me, though?
What?
The ones that are like 25, 30-year marriages.
I just
figure you're like sick of the personship by then.
You're just like, okay, fuck this.
Right. But, you know, my mom said their entire, like, they work, her and my dad work because of compromising. And as a child, you don't see that. You don't see them compromising. But I think back on it and I'm like, yeah, I guess they really do compromise. You know? My dad had a shed with all his tools and stuff, and that's where his tools and stuff were in the shed, right? And my mom had hordes and hordes of dishes that she used to pick up at the markets, and she used to collect dishes. I don't know if she still does, but it's a hobby of hers. And I remember my dad getting, not mad, but he'd, you know, tease her about her collection of dishes, and he'd tease him about his junk in the shed.
Yeah.
But no, they really learned and found a way how to compromise, which I just think is amazing.
Yeah.
Mostly because I'm a terrible compromiser.
Yeah, no kidding. Your compromise would be like, you get the house and I get the doghouse, or I get the shed and you get the mansion and the car and, like, the yacht and everything.
I probably paid for it, though.
Oh, yeah?
I'm joking. So, anyways, moving on. So, Evan is working on his reactions, and I am working on making sure that Evan feels included when I go and live my best life. Is that fair?
Well, you know, I'm sure that we're working on more than just that and stuff.
No,
like
I know, but just this past week, why it's been so long to try and get this freaking episode recorded.
Yeah.
And then there was the new kitten.
That's true.
And then there was the story of how the new kitten even came to be.
That is true, too.
Are we going into that story?
We don't have to go into that story.
But we could.
We could one day.
Our listeners would love to hear that story.
Why don't we tell that another day and cite this moment right here?
Because now they're all going to be like, fuck you.
I'm just saying, it's just a little too soon.
A little too soon? You have a fluff ball because of it.
Well, hopefully you got me that thing because you love me and you knew I love cats and that I should have a cat in my life because...
Partially.
I'm a gentle person and that...
No.
No?
No. She needs you. She's a baby.
She is adorable.
Oh, she did a squeak.
I know.
You're gonna leave it.
Ugh, God.
All day.
I'm going to get a baby monitor for the next couple of months. And I'll just watch it.
Just going to put her in your face and be like, don't leave me, Daddy Evan. Don't.
Oh, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to go, meow. Don't do this to me. Meow. Oh, God. Kitty's meowing is just... Don't! You're terrible.
Oh, boy. So anyways, Evan and I obviously both have things that we need to, you know, work on when it comes to our relationship. Just like every new relationship, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what Evan needs to work on, though?
What is that?
Being a good fur daddy.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't worry. I'll be there.
Tomorrow morning.
No, I'm not going to be there tomorrow morning. I gotta go.
In your face, like pushing.
I know. And you're going to totally. She's going to go. And I'm going to go back. Why do you got to do this to me? I know. I get it. She's adorable. You're fucking terrible. Don't worry. I will set her up. She will have everything she needs.
Except for you. Oh, God.
You're fucking terrible. Why?
You know what you can think of as you're, like, going off?
What?
Lately, I've been oh, thinking.
Oh, God, no. No, please. Oh, my God.
And now you have a visual of your own pet.
I know. I get to watch her die one
day. I'm going to listen to that on the way to the bus station tomorrow.
I'm going
to
be there one day when little Cecile has a date with a needle.
So I made Evan watch Happier video by Marshmallow and Bastille.
Bastille?
Bastille. You know that in French it's Bastille.
Yeah, well, we're not in French.
Says the man who's very proud to be French-Canadian!
Yeah, when I'm having sex.
Oh, boy. That's what everybody wants to know.
Yeah, well.
Good Lord.
Frenchies, they know how
sorry.
To do it.
Sorry! Oh, no! God, no, stop! I'm so sorry, listeners.
16 kids.
Hey! Ugh. First of all, who the fuck wants 16 kids in this day and age? That's just irresponsible.
My grandma.
Ugh, nope. God, you'd never be the same again.
How ironic is it that I kind of pretty much named my cat after my grandma?
You did that on purpose.
Yeah, and
he didn't like my name.
You know, it's a good name. And so, go figure, like, grandma had 16 kids and we're going to get little Cecile fixed.
Yes, we're getting little Cecile fixed.
Just really
spay and neuter your pets, people. Do not contribute to the overpopulation of animals in this world.
What if they want to? What if...
No, you know what? I'm going to be Bob Barker here, and I'm going to tell everybody, spay and neuter your pets. My cousin... She posted something on Facebook last night about being offended, and just as a joke, I'm like, I'm offended by this joke.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, she's like, I'm sorry.
Everybody's offended by everything these days.
Yeah, but I actually really love that song.
What song is it?
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, yeah, Baby, It's Cold Outside, yeah. I thought you were talking about some song I hadn't heard.
No, but like, you know. I got to go away. Baby, it's cold outside. You're right. He literally just keeps saying, baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah. I love the version that has Bill Cosby in it.
Oh, my God.
That's the funniest one.
That is... It's awful, but it's funny. But either way, I don't know. I just think... People throwing out sexual harassment is just...
Well, the whole Me Too thing is just kind of out of control. You know,
the idea, the concept of Me Too was...
It was
powerful.
Yeah, it was genuine, and it was righteous.
And I believe it came from a good place.
Yeah.
However...
Just like...
There's that one kid, which is the reason we can't have nice things.
Well, you know, just like every other movement, it got exploited by people that were just going to use it for their own means, and that's what happened.
Yeah. And, I mean, the thing is, you know, for everyone who has accused someone of sexual harassment or sexual assault, and, you know, that's actually been the case, and you've had a chance to look at your assailants and see them, you know, have consequences for those kinds of actions, I'm very happy for you, because a lot of women don't get that chance, and it's... I'm sure this powerful feeling knowing that, you know, you were violated in some way, whether it was, you know, your personal space, your physical space, anyway, in any way. And, you know, somebody had to answer for that. That's just great for all of you. But for the women who... I just can't even get into your heads, though, women who claim sexual harassment that it hasn't happened. Like, why would you want to pretend that something so traumatizing has happened? You
know, some of them are probably don't even believe that it didn't happen. Some of them probably just are convinced themselves that it had happened. You know, it's not to say, like, we're talking like it's some kind of plague where it's just a place for, it's just a way for like, people to use other people, but...
Here's a question, then. From a man to a woman, right? We haven't been dating that long. We've been dating for less than a year, right? Yeah. Actually, tomorrow's our 7-month anniversary.
Oh. Happy anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary. Anyways... But in your mind, right, as a man, when do you think, no, I have to stop, this is going to be bad if I don't stop?
Well, usually it's when they say no, stop, or anything like that. I am kind of I'm not a persistent guy when it comes to advances and stuff like that, because... You know, the last thing I want to do is be that creep, mm-hmm. you know, that like, oh mm-hmm. my God, Evan tried this or whatever. So I would never be that type of guy.
Mm-hmm. But I remember when we first met, even, right? Mm-hmm. And you were very into me. And I told you I was a 3-date girl,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and I'm a wine and dine girl. Like, I'm a lot of work. You guys wouldn't want to date me. But... You know, at any point in that, did you think, yeah, well, it can be less than 3 dates?
Not really, you know. I just, the thing about it is, I heard from someone a long time ago that it's better to string out the time, drag out the time that it takes to have sex, because the longer it takes to build to that point, the closer you get. Like, the closer you feel to the person that you're actually, you know, making love to. And so I always was like, you know, why am I in a big rush? Mm-hmm. Every time that we ever just jumped, like, not you and I, but every time that a girl and I ever jumped in the sack, it didn't seem like it was really that meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, we're all grown-ups. We want to actually feel something with the people that we're with.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a big hurry.
So it wasn't a big deal that I told you that we had to wait.
No, because like if you had been the opposite and you were ready to just jump into bed with me,
mm-hmm.
that would have been weird, especially with a kid. You know, like for instance, I told.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing. Like my kid was not here the first.
Interrupting.
My kid wasn't here the first time you ever came over.
Still, I knew that you had a kid. But yeah, like, remember I was telling you that story about that girl that I met online one time before I met you, and I went over there, and she wanted to sleep with me, but she wanted to actually get her kids to go to daycare. She was going to go and send her kids to daycare so she could come back and sleep with me. And I was just like thinking, like, you know, maybe your kids are a little more important right now. Like, you don't really have to pawn them off on daycare. And also, it was, like, government-funded daycare. And I was like, you're telling me that I'm paying for your daycare so you can do stuff like this? This is terrible. I'm not attracted to you. So she got her neighbor, who was actually in love with her, to give her a ride to the daycare so she could drop off her kids. And when she wasn't paying attention, I went and asked the guy, her neighbor, if he would give me a ride to the mall so I could catch a ride out of there.
Right.
And she was like, well, I kind of, you know, was going to get the daycare. So I was like, yeah, you did. Anyway, I got to go. And the next night she called me. She's like, hey, you should come over. And I was like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's kind of nice to know that you're not attracted to a woman who's just going to jump into bed with you.
Yeah, there was just a bunch of, you know, so it was just wasn't right.
So here's a question then. If that was the case, since I wasn't, you know, just prepared to be like, okay, let's go home and, you know, sleep with each other, did that make you more attracted to me?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It was
Can
just
we
like,
elaborate on this a little bit?
When you're, well, you got to be worth the chase, right? If someone isn't willing to chase you, then, you know, how do you know, right? And if you don't even let them chase you, if you're chasing them, then you give them all the power. Does that make any sense?
I'm not sure, but I definitely feel it was you chasing me.
Well, yeah, and that's the way it should be. Like, I totally accept that as being a guy, because I feel like that's my place in society still, to be the pursuer when it comes to dating.
See, I kind of like that old-fashioned mindset of yours in terms of dating. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons, like, even though I wasn't looking for a relationship at that point, I think that's one of those things that just really made me be like, oh, wow, okay. You know, like, you have this idea. I think I remember telling you one time that I wanted it to be like The Notebook, where he chased after her. You know, he wanted to really be with her, right? And I don't know. I loved that idea, and it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
We don't have to talk about The Notebook. Just saying.
What's wrong with The Notebook?
I hate that movie. It made me cry.
Oh, it did make you cry, right? Makes you cry, though.
Well, excuse me. Raised by your grandparents, and then one of them catches Alzheimer's and they die within 6 months.
I don't think you can
catch Alzheimer's. Well, are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and then they die within 6 months of each other, but they live to be 99. That's a recipe for someone who cries during The Notebook.
You know, my grandmother also died of Alzheimer's.
Yeah?
Yeah, my dad's mother. I don't know how old she was. She died before my mother even met my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mom never met Dad's mother.
My great-grandma died when I was in high school.
Mine, too.
Yeah.
Man, that's really... You know, it's kind of creepy how we have such similar...
The parallel lives.
Oh, that's so weird. Anyways.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us tonight. I think we're going to call it a night. But, hey, I think we got another podcast coming up pretty soon, so join us again.
Yeah, I've been trying to get them out pretty weekly.
Yeah.
So that they're fairly consistent.
I hope you guys are liking it, and I hope you guys are liking the small portions. Like, I was more down for, like, longer podcasts. But Mel is like, no, short ass podcasts and lots of them, and let's just keep them coming.
Well, yeah, people don't have time in their lives to sit there and listen to us ramble on.
I guess, and if you're gonna have to download something onto your phone to listen to later because you don't wanna
use your data,
yeah, then you're probably just gonna wanna download like whatever you can handle for the day.
Yeah. And thankfully, you can download our podcast literally everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
We are across the board. Thanks to the Anchor app.
I love Anchor.
I do love Anchor. This is such an amazing app. It literally lets anyone podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just talking, and we're podcasting. Go figure.
And you can find us on Facebook at Windermere Nights. We also have a Windermere Nights discussion group. You guys can ask us questions there. Some of them we'll read while we're recording and answer your questions. If you want to stay anonymous, that's fine. Just shoot us a message. We're really responsive. I have no life right now. I'm on vacation, so I get to answer everybody's questions.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks again for joining us. We are going to call it a night and probably just start working on our next podcast, to be honest.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Bye.
Bye.